this Monday, a 21-day stay was set to expire on the Evans v. Utah decision that would force the state of Utah to recognize the marriages of same-sex couples. But on Wednesday night, just days before federal Judge Dale Kimball's deadline, both Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes and Governor Gary Herbert announced they had filed an appeal of the ruling, once again putting the fate of Utah's same-sex couples in the hands of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. In addition, the state also plans to request a stay pending appeal. If the stay is denied, however, Utah marriages in December and January to same-sex couples would have to be recognized by the state, at least until a 10th Circuit Court ruling. In an audio statement issued by the governor's office, spokesman Marty Carpenter rationalizes the decision to appeal the Utah Federal District Court ruling.
The governor has worked closely with the attorney general in analyzing all of the options. With so many cases stemming from the same legal questions, it's important that clarity and finality are provided by the highest courts.
In their statement, the attorney general's office offered a similar explanation, with Reyes saying, quote, "We have carefully weighed and researched all options, including the viability of recognizing only those marriages performed during a 17-day window, but cannot ignore the fact that Evans v. Utah and Kitchen v. Herbert are inseparably intertwined," end quote. But John Mejia of the American Civil Liberties Union, who is representing the plaintiffs in the case, says the state is wrong to mingle this case with Kitchen v. Herbert.
The state definitely could have chosen not to appeal, I mean, especially because the judge in the Evans case made so clear that it's a completely separate question than that raised by the Kitchen case. The Kitchen case having to do with whether the state has to issue additional marriage licenses, and the Evans case having to do with what becomes of the marriage licenses that were already granted.
In fact, Mejia believes that Judge Kimball has already refuted any arguments made by the state in this case, and that the state is essentially fighting a losing battle.
I think that what they're doing here is ultimately spinning their wheels, and I don't think that it's a good allocation of resources. We're disappointed it's going to continue this uncertainty, but we're confident that they will not prevail in their appeal, and that over the course of the long run, these marriages will be recognized and these families will be able to continue with their lives.
In his written statement, Attorney General Sean Reyes closed by saying, quote, "The state looks forward to the day when these issues are resolved and Utah, along with its citizens, have certainty and a clear understanding of the law," end quote. Reyes has maintained throughout the case that the stay issued by the United States Supreme Court in Kitchen v. Herbert effectively reverted Utah law back to conditions before that ruling was made, meaning no same-sex marriages should be legally recognized. On the other hand, plaintiffs argue that the state is bound by law to recognize any marriages it has issued, and it cannot retroactively retract them. Furthermore, any privileges and responsibilities that come with marriage should be endowed in those over 1,300 same-sex couples who are able to get married in Utah. Kimball ruled in favor of the plaintiffs. It's unclear at this point how a decision in the Kitchen v. Herbert case would affect Evans v. Utah. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.